Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Karkovice moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cora is 0-1 in the game. Cora takes first base on 4. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco takes first base on 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Ramirez catches it and throws to first to double up Ventura. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga is 0-1 in the game. Berga strikes out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray is 0-1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkovice is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tomey reaches second base with a double. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Cora reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cora. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Cora steals third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cora scores. Thomas moves to second. One out. It's 6-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Brian Barnes now pitching. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Barnes. Guillen scores. Raines moves to third. Cora moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Chad Ogea now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. Raines scores. Cora moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Craig Grebeck now playing shortstop. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing second base. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogea fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grebeck moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cora hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tomy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tomy hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Kenny Lofton. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Kirby now playing center field. Herbert Perry now playing third base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Julio Franco. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Nuzon moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nuzon moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Two outs. Mike Lavalier pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grebeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nuzon scores. Ventura scores. Lavalier moves to second. It's 12-1, White Sox. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Joe Hall pinch hits for Tim Raines. Joe Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hall now playing left field. Mike Lavalier now catching. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The ball gets by Lavalier for a passed ball. Bell moves to third. Murray moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sorrento is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.